President, as you will have read in the annual report, I won't spend too long going through matters, but essentially we've had another fantastic year at Richmond. The club has continued to grow from strength to strength. We've had enormous amount of new members join the club, as well as true and steady members continue to their membership with us, as well as enter regattas, and we've had a significant amount of activity both here on the Yarra as well as at away regattas. The Learn to Row program, we ran three in the 2009-2010 season with bumper numbers again, and we've been very pleased to receive a number of those members on to become rowing members, which is fantastic. Justin Thomas has coordinated Learn to Row for us over this season with the expert help of many, many other people. And I apologise for not mentioning everyone's names this morning. But of course, a feat like that couldn't be done without the commitment from all of our members to make that happen. That's not only just on the Learn to Row sessions, which are run over four and consecutive Sundays, but also in the catchment of them into the development squad. And it's something that we've trialled this year, led by Nicole as head of rowing as well, to actually have some transitional coaches. So those that coached and learned to row to move on to the development squad. So there was that continuity. And I think that has been successful because, as I said before, we've had a number of people continue with us. The development squad, again, has been extremely large. And we've had both male and female rowers, which is great. We have, in the last few years, been more female-weighted, but the numbers are starting to even up now. The coaching team, and I'm sure Nicole will talk about this, has been a significant part of the club structure, and without them, again, many of the achievements that have been achieved this year wouldn't have been possible. And I won't go into them in detail, but Nicole, as head of rowing, has managed to nurture the coaching squad. They meet very regularly and have been able to, I suppose, cater for the variety of rowing capability and commitment and interest as well, whether that be from rowing at regattas through to more recreational rowing. We've also been the proud recipients of some new boats, which are, as you would have noticed, downstairs outside, ready to be named officially. That was an achievement predominantly led by Martin Foster, head of club development, and Dennis Beck as captain, to actually get those boats on the water. The Coxless Quad was purchased by a previous committee, and over this season we managed to refit that, which required a tremendous amount of effort in order to get that ready for racing. So I would like to mention those two in particular for ensuring that we were able to do that. Fundraising, again, I'm sure Martin will speak about this, but we've been very successful, particularly with hall hires managed by Laura Shuton and Troy Durham, who's on the committee. And we've been able to sort of replenish our bank account very significantly through those events. Other relationships in the fundraising and sort of expanding out, again, have been led by Martin, and I'll leave him to talk about that. But that's been a significant component for the committee this year, and particularly Martin with his workload. Volunteering, again, continues to be something that we're very proud of at the club, and that is, I suppose, culminated in the President's Award, which wasn't included. The names of the major prize winners weren't included in the annual report that was circulated electronically, and for some of you via the mail, because we hadn't had the presentation night and we felt it important to have a surprise. But those are available at the front as well if you would like to look at that. But the President's Award, for those of you that weren't at presentation night, by the way, which we had 75 people attend, which was really great. So it was a fun night and an opportunity for people to get together. Was won by Simon Crundon for his tremendous work that he's done for the club and for members. Rowan Victoria, we continue to have strong relationships with them. One of the main ways that we speak very frequently is obviously through regatta entries, but also through the safety management plan. Julia Avis is the club safety officer. She's a non-committee member, and she took on that role in October last year. And Julia, along with a number of the committee, have been able to negotiate and work through the requirements of the safety management plan. I've also been a member of the Development Commission. However, I'm unfortunately have to announce that we haven't ever met since that commission was established. It was a new commission. And I would like to say that I have had numerous correspondence with Rowan Victoria about this, because it was something that I would certainly have liked to have offered my thoughts and assistance with in terms of development of the rowing sport in Victoria. Socially, the club continues to do things on a local level, squad-based, as well as through to things like our trivia night, which is also a fundraiser slash social. Justin Thomas, again, was the MC for that, and we had 68 people attend, as well as raise $5,500. We also had a number of other things like the Head of the Yarra after party. MLC, obviously, is a strong partner of ours, located downstairs, and they continue to do so, and we thank them for the opportunity to also use and share their boats. And lastly, just in some parting words before I open it to yourselves for any questions that you might have for me, I'd also like to thank very much my fellow committee members. I think we've worked very collaboratively together this year. We've had different challenges to work through, and of course time is always one of the biggest things with different commitments, family and work commitments that people have, but I've been very pleased to have received the support from each committee member, and I hope that I have provided the same in response.